Thank you to Dr. Maurer and to all of you Federationists for giving me the opportunity to speak with you this morning. When you think of magical moments in your life, what do you think about? Maybe it's listening to a symphony, maybe it's listening to a great opera, or for some of you, maybe it's listening to a great rock band, right? Or maybe it's reading a great book, or maybe it's just a great conversation with a friend. And what I'd like to talk to you about this morning is creating those magical moments, creating magic for other people, and how that relates to this exciting new product that we're unveiling called the Orion 18. How many of you remember the first time you put your hands on a talking computer? Yeah. That was one of those magical moments for me. I'll never forget. I was 8 or 9 years old. I was at a summer camp, and I put my hands on this magical device that all I could type something into it, I could press a button, and out of the printer came something that my teachers could read. It was a magical moment. And then a few, and guys like Larry Skutkan and Ted Henter and the folks over at Raise.dot made those magical experiences for all of us in the early days of computing. They allowed us to do things that we'd never been able to do before. And then a few years later, I had another magical experience when Dean Blasey put a Braille and speak in my hands for the first time. Yeah. And that, in some ways, was even more magical for me, because not only was this a computer I could sit at my desk and use, but it was a computer that I could take anywhere. And so the opportunities for having those magical experiences, you know, could happen all the time. And these experiences really caused me to realize that I wanted to be able to create those magical experiences through technology for our community, to be able to allow others to do things that they'd never been able to do before. Making magic requires you to dream, and it requires you to think outside the box. And so in 2004, my father Mike, my brother Matt, and I set out to create a new kind of mobile device for the blind. And we wanted, being blind, I wanted to create a device that I would actually want to carry around with me. And we wanted to redefine what a mobile device for the blind could be and make that something that was affordable for average blind people like us that actually buy this stuff. And a year and a half later, we released the Icon. And I want to say this morning that if you dream, you will face obstacles. And I'll never forget, about 9 months into the process, we had all the hardware designed and our hardware engineer just up and quit. I don't want to work on this anymore, and left. And I'll also never forget the first time, a year and a half in, we took early prototypes to CSUN in 2006. And we got all our fancy booths set up and our display set up, and we had these prototypes working. And the first guy that came up to the booth said, "What on earth are you guys doing? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, and I can't believe, why would anybody want to buy this thing?" And went on for 5 minutes about this, you know. And of course, you know, on the outside, I'm sitting here saying, "Well, sir, you know, this is a great product," and no, no. And inside, I'm going, "Oh my goodness, what have we gotten ourselves into?" And but on the flip side of all of that, if you dream, you'll be presented with great opportunities that you would not otherwise ever be able to experience. At that same CSUN conference, somebody who I consider a mentor, Larry Skutkan from American Printing House, walked up to our booth. And he put his hands on the Icon and he said, "Wow." And that's an experience that, you know, when you look at these guys that created magic for you, and they look at something that you've made and they say, "Wow, that's a great experience." And he said, "You know, we're working on something very similar at the American Printing House." And he could have done a lot of different things. American Printing House could have done a lot of different things at that point. They could have finished, and then we could have been competing in an already overcrowded market. But we shared goals, Level Star and APH, and so we've forged a partnership that's unlike any, I think, in AT history, to bring these revolutionary new devices for the blind to market. And so in late 2006, we brought the Icon and Braille Plus to market, which were revolutionary in a lot of different ways. Massive amounts of storage, online access to books, just to name a few. But when you dream, you can't stop. And a lot of things have changed since 2006. I have some guys that I get together with every so often, and we like to go out to eat and once a month or so, and we share our lives, and we talk about our faith and all those different things. And I was sitting at dinner with those guys, and one guy was next to me, he was text messaging his wife. Another guy's looking up a Bible verse. Another guy was doing a Google search over here for a restaurant that we've been talking about. Where is that at? And all while we were having a conversation about none of those things. And I realized that recently mobile devices have really woven their way into the fabric of our lives and changed our culture. And so if we as blind people are going to integrate well with that culture, our expectations of what our mobile devices do for us need to change. And so in early 2010, we approached APH again, the American Printing House, about partnering with us to design, to reinvent mobile devices for the blind again. And so the American Printing House partnered with us to bring this brand new generation of products to market. And I've said it to, I think, everyone at the American Printing House privately, but I want to take this public opportunity to say thank you to everyone at the Printing House for partnering with us to bring these great new products to market. So, what are we announcing today? Well, we are announcing the forthcoming release in the fourth quarter of this year of the next generation of mobile devices for the blind, the Levelstar Orion 18 and the APH Braille Plus 18. You know, I was sitting in Google I/O about a month ago, and they were doing all these fancy demos. You know, they would say, and the graphics are even better. And they did half a dozen demos of these flashy graphics, and they said, the graphics are even better. And I sat there and said, yeah, sounds about the same as the last one. And I thought to myself, what is that equivalent for us? What is the magic that our sighted friends have when they pick up a tablet or a phone with a beautiful screen? What is that equivalent for us? We wanted to create the same experience for all of us, for our community. So what does that look like? Well, To talk about the device itself, we've designed something that's sleek and ergonomic, small enough to fit in a coat pocket, something that you would actually want to carry with you. Come by and take a look at it, put your hands on it at our booth or at one of the presentations I'll talk about in a minute, and we think you'll fall in love with it. It's the first device of its kind to include an integrated cell phone and high-speed data connectivity built right in. So that means you're connected to the internet everywhere you go, just like your friends. Initially, that means it'll run unlocked on the AT&T or T-Mobile network, but eventually we're hoping by Verizon by early next year as well. It's the first device of its kind. Yeah, thank you. It's the first device of its kind to include a built-in camera. So initially, this means taking pictures of printed page and either listening to the text or reading it on the integrated built-in 18-cell Braille display. Now, in terms of software, Android is really the heart of our software magic. Mobile devices for the blind have traditionally been about compromises. Either you're using a note taker where you're restricted to using only the applications and functions that the manufacturer includes, or you're using a mainstream device that's designed to be magical for people who can see with accessibility added on as an afterthought. And it may be accessible, but it's not terribly efficient. And with Android, we're able to deliver an experience that has no more compromises. Android is open source, so it means that we have all of the source code for the entire operating system, and it means that we can make it work exactly as it needs to. Some examples of that are we have integrated complete Braille input and output support into Android. As well as fixing the web browser so that it behaves itself, so that any application that you're using that uses the web will give you an accessible experience. But it's still Android. So you can also use any standard Android applications that your friends are using. You know, when manufacturers make tablets with beautiful screens on them, they spend a lot of effort in finding the most beautiful screen. And I spent a lot of time thinking about what is that equivalent for us? Well, I think it's all of those things that I've just mentioned, but I think it's also the voice. I wanted to find a voice that was the equivalent of a bright, beautiful screen. And I think we found that in Ivona. Orion and Braille Plus will include three beautiful Ivona voices. They're fast, they're responsive, and they just plain sound great. And because I am a glutton for punishment, I'm actually going to try to do a demo on stage here today. It's the quickest way to get something to blow up on you.
Browser, 3 of 8.
So this is the Orion running Ivona.
Word processor, 4 of 8.
So I'm sitting here in the main menu. I had all these grandiose plans of showing 3G connectivity, and I was going to send text messages up here on stage and all this. And I got up here this morning, and I lost T-Mobile service 20 feet from the stage. So please come by the booth or one of the
contacts,
presentations.
5 of 8.
that I'll mention here in a bit, and we can.
Bookshare.org book search, 1 of 21.
So we can give you a sense of the 3G capabilities. But I'm going to open the library and let Ivona read for just a little bit, so you can hear what a high quality voice this is.
But library. Library, 1 recent titles. 1. Library, recent titles. Black Beauty Sewell, Anna, 1 of 7. Text Reader. And serve him right, too, said one of the colts. While.
Oops, sorry.
I heard afterward that it was young George Gordon, the squire's only son. A fine, tall young man, and the pride of his family. My mother seemed much troubled. She said she had known that horse for years, and that his name was Rob Roy. He was a...
So we're redefining what kind of a voice you should be able to expect. So we are redefining what kind of a voice you can expect out of a mobile device. I think it's absolutely the equivalent of that bright, beautiful screen. I always felt like the Icon and Braille Plus did a great job of online book access. We were one of the first to allow integrated access to Bookshare content. But we can always do better. And the landscape has changed. And so I am incredibly proud and excited to announce to you today that we are partnering with Adobe Systems to bring access to Adobe Editions content on the Orion and Braille Plus products. This will mean full speech and braille.
2 minutes.
Thanks. This will mean full speech and braille access to over 3 million Google books and thousands of titles from various public libraries across the country. I'm also very happy to announce that we are going to give an Orion 18 Braille tablet to the first place winner of the Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship when it's released later this year. So please come by our table, which is B1 and B36 in the exhibit hall. Please also stop by tonight, the Wakiwa 6 room. We've got a few sessions scheduled, 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30 to be with us tonight. The magic that we create at Level Star is making mobile devices for the blind. What magic do you create? I would encourage you to find that something. Find people who share your vision, who share your passion, to join with you in this magic. The NFB embodies this principle. The dreams of our presidents, Dr. Tenbrook, Dr. Jernigan, and now Dr. Maurer, to realize Opportunities for blind people are embodied today in an organization that's over 50,000 strong. And they have created magic for us, empowering us to do things that we otherwise couldn't. And so we also must create magic for the future generations of the blind that will follow us. And I'd say that a blind person driving a car is pretty magical, wouldn't you? Thank you all very much.